Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. In Week 4, football's in the books. Time to look forward to Week 5. No better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to receive a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up and get up to $1,000. That's code KSN to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I am Jim Galante, along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. Dustin, we got another week of college football in. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. I think you're right. Fall is in the air again, and so is football.
Yes, indeed. Fall is in the air. We had a lot of college football over the weekend. We will get to that a little bit later in the show. But in the past week, we had both coaches and players meeting the media. So there was a whole lot of Penn State news coming out. So let's get right to it. The first thing that caught my eye was offensive coordinator Kurt Schrocka. He didn't rule out using Will Levis on short yardage downs. I was kind of excited about that. How about you, Dusty?
I think he do that in Minnesota last year, right? That's something that, you know, yes, it's becoming a bigger and bigger part of a lot of teams' offenses. And it's no slight on the starting quarterback whenever you have a guy who's 230 pounds, who's built like a linebacker, who's already had some success against some good teams as a runner, and who obviously poses a very viable threat as a passer. It's a lot for an opposing defense to try to sort out and figure out and anticipate what's going on. Gives you a lot of options, and even if you just plow straight forward, straight ahead with Will Levis, that's a pretty effective thing. I wouldn't rule that out either.
I love the idea, Dusty, and if you go back to last year, starter Sean Clifford was beat up quite a bit by the end of the season. That's number one. And during the summer, I don't know if you recall this, when Kurt Schrocka met the media last summer or spring, he talked about, when he was asked about the quarterback running the ball, he said he's not going to give that up. These quarterbacks are too talented running, but he may be limiting the number of runs for Sean Clifford, especially running between the tackles. What better way to accomplish that than getting Will Levis in there on short yardage situations, right?
Amen to that. I'm definitely a subscriber in Penn State quarterbacks not being overused as a runner. Utilizing that athletic ability, making sure that, you know, in key situations, you're able to do that. You can design some stuff. But I think over the past two seasons, those guys have been subjected to too much abuse. And you saw in 2018, Trace McSorley limped to the finish line that season. And then Sean Clifford last year. I don't think it's coincidental. And you do have a guy who can specialize in some of these running situations and can take some of that burden off of you. But I think that's something that we should see most of the year, is a little bit more restraint when it comes to how much exposure they give Sean Clifford in the running game.
And I think you're not only protecting Sean Clifford, but you're getting Will Levis out there. You're getting him more experience, and that certainly can't hurt. And the fact is, he is also an accomplished quarterback. So it's not an automatic where you're putting a running back there and you know 100% he's going to run the ball. Will Levis is still a threat to throw the ball. So I think it's a win-win all around. All right. I have about 100 different talking points here, Dustin, to ask you about. So I'm going at them kind of randomly. Another issue, James Franklin was asked about it, and he's still not crazy about it, but might we see perhaps a Friday night game, and perhaps as early as the first game with Indiana?
It seems to be still on the table, and as of when I looked last week, Tom Allen from Indiana didn't know. James Franklin didn't know. It sounds like James still isn't that big of a fan of it, but this is not a normal year, and if you can... Whether that's the Big Ten needing to extract a little bit more TV revenue, or if that's a little flexibility in the schedule so you can buy an extra day or here or there, I think everybody's just going to have to go along with it. I don't think these are ordinary circumstances at all. So you have to adapt and roll with it. And I think James Franklin is probably coming to that realization that we're going to have to adapt to this. If this is what's going to happen, we're going to have to adapt.
Well, if there's ever a time to have that Friday night game, how about doing it the first game where you have weeks and weeks to get ready as opposed to a short week? And with Ohio State coming up the following week, it gives you an extra day of preparation for that game. So I would actually think doing it for the first game would actually be a win.
Yeah, you would think. I mean, but we're not living that routine though, Jim. You know, and I think you know, James Franklin is such a creature of routine and such a stickler for small details. This probably doesn't feel like a small detail for him. And it probably doesn't feel like I'm not going to appreciate the benefit of week two if I still don't know what's happening with week one. I can see a little bit, you know, given his personality, why he's a little ornery about it.
I think you're right that it throws him off his schedule, but well, let me ask you this. As I'm a fan, Dustin, I kind of like the Friday night games. It gets my Penn State game in Friday night. This is, of course, if it's a road game, not a game that affects me attending out in Happy Valley. But you get Penn State in Friday night, and then you have all day to watch all the other college football on Saturday.
Or, as I just found out, I've got an 8-year-old's cheerleading competition on Saturday the 24th. It saves me the dad versus employee dilemma, which I'm still hoping to work my way around. I honestly might be watching some cheer and watching the game on my phone or something like that. I'm gonna be that dad.
But Friday night for that game would work out well in the Hockensmith household, is what you're telling me.
I put in a call to Kevin Warren and to Tom Allen to see if I can work that out for my benefit, but I haven't heard back, and I suspect I probably won't.
Okay. All right. Let's move on, Dusty. I'm keeping my fingers crossed now for you to get a Friday night game there for that first weekend. All right. Next up, let's talk about the linebackers, Dusty. We know now Micah Parsons is definitely out, so there's so much depth there that still looks like a pretty good linebacking core with Jesse Lucada, Ellis Brooks, and Brandon Smith across the line there.
Yeah. And Lance Dixon seems ready. They seem to like Charlie Catcher, presumably as the backup in the middle now. Jesse Lucada working exclusively at the will linebacker spot. He will be Micah Parsons' replacement. And one of the things that came up several times just making my rounds with the linebackers was how much Jesse Lucada has transformed himself and how seriously he's taken this responsibility, how much film he's watched, how much more professional he is kind of in his approach to playing the position. And the other benefit, you know, obviously there's no replacing Micah Parsons, but Jesse Lucada with that background in the middle, you're going to essentially have two middle linebackers out there and communicators with Ellis Brooks and Jesse Lucada. You're probably going to have a will linebacker who's going to be able to see and probably diagnose a little faster. And the hope is that, you know, nobody's really going to be as quick twitch or as explosive or as dynamic or close gaps like Micah Parsons. But maybe Jesse Lucada can see things just a split second quicker and maybe get to the same spots in the same amount of time and that kind of thing. I definitely came away from this past week even more optimistic that this group of linebackers is going to be a really good one, even without Micah Parsons.
And my memory may be playing tricks on me here, Dustin, but was it not last year the Maryland game where Micah Parsons had to leave the game with a targeting call?
Yep.
And Jesse Luketa came in, and I seem to recall thinking he made a lot of plays, seemed very quick to get to the ball, and you used a good word. I thought he looked very much like the dynamic player.
And he wants to be a dynamic player. You know, that was one another thing that came up, is that he wants to go hunting for big plays. I think the whole defense wants to go hunting for big plays, but Jesse Luketa wants to be in that position and wants to try to replace some of that production from Micah Parsons, whether that's behind the line of scrimmage or creating fumbles. That's who he wants to be. And I feel like we've seen just enough of him to know that he drives guys backwards. You know, like he is a very physical tackler. He wants that. He embraces that. He's not a linebacker that you have to coax into delivering big hits or coax into, you know, taking on blocks. He's going to be that guy. And I think he's going to be a good replacement for Micah. I think the whole group across the board, when you do have Lance Dixon, who said, by the way, I asked him his last 40 time, 4.43 last winter. He hasn't run it officially at Penn State since. But 4.43 for Lance Dixon, Charlie Catcher, they like, and I think maybe there's an opening here for Curtis Jacobs to jump into that mix too and really get a pretty young, pretty dynamic group of linebackers on the field and be able to mix and match these guys.
If you look at it, you can get Jacobs in there. Correct me if I'm wrong. I have Luketa, Brooks, and Smith across the line, Charlie Catcher being the backup at middle linebacker. You have Lance Dixon on one side. Could it be Curtis Jacobs on the other side as the number two guy?
I would think that he's going to earn his way into that spot. It's going to be hard to keep Curtis Jacobs off the field. So that would be my anticipation right now. And I think that's a pretty good group, Jim. And I think, you know, Lance Dixon has experience at both the Sam and the Will linebacker spots, but also getting a little bit of repetition at the middle linebacker spot in maybe some sub package situations. So you think about passing downs, you have some options there with a guy with that as much range as Lance Dixon has.
We are all disappointed that Micah Parsons won't be back, but there's so much excitement about this group coming in, and so many of them are so young. I'm excited. Lance Dixon, 4.43, and we all know that speed on defense is so important now, and Penn State has that at linebacker. All right, Dustin, we're going to pick up this conversation in quarter number two, so stick with us.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN at sign-up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Rush Track and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.